Hi, welcome to our Platinum Health Product Education, or excuse me, our Business Building Conference Call. If anybody would like to say hi and where they're calling from, that would be great.
Hello, Chris Bayer, Greenville, South Carolina.
Hi, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Well, thanks for joining in with us tonight.
This is my first time.
Awesome. Did we meet you on Saturday?
Yeah. Is this Amy?
Yeah. How are you doing?
Yeah. How are you? Nice to talk to you.
Yeah. You too.
I'm a little bit nervous about this. I've never done this before.
Oh, well, don't be nervous.
I enjoyed Saturday.
Great. Well, I'm so happy for that. That's wonderful. We really enjoyed it too. Yeah, so South Carolina was Greenville was a very nice place to visit.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry that it was so cold and you couldn't really get out and enjoy it.
It was a little chilly, but that's okay. We'll come back sometime in the spring or summer.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
So how do we do this? Do you wait till everybody logs on?
Well, we usually get started about 5 minutes after the hour, so we have a couple minutes here before we get started just to give people a chance to dial in, and then we mute the line, so we put it in what's called moderator mode, and we talk about the subject, and then at the end, we open it back up and open it up for questions if there's any questions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is sort of the selling part of it, isn't it?
Does this
have to do with selling or what?
Yeah, this is the Tuesday night conference calls or business building calls, and we talk about things that pertain to members.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight what we're going to be talking about is how to use quality to sell the product.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of highlights some of the things that we feel are special about some of our products that you can really use as selling points to sell the products.
Okay, good. I'm really interested in this because have you ever heard of Market America? You've heard of them, I'm sure. Anyways, my very best friend tried to get me involved in this, and that's not the reason that I'm doing this with you. I believe the product in the product here, and I want my friends to be. I want to get some of them involved in the product. I'm not concerned about the money part of it as much as I am as getting them involved in the product and taking it, you know?
Exactly. Well, that's kind of where, you know, Dave and I are coming from, too. The company was started all about product and about helping people and things like that, and if there's some financial incentive and reward, you know, that's
right,
great, too.
That's right.
That is definitely where Dave and my heart, you know, is in the product and is in helping people. So we appreciate that you are on board with that. That's awesome. And so many of our members have the same feeling, which is really wonderful.
Yeah. I just don't want, my very best friend to, has a money objective in it. And he's high up. Can you hear me okay?
Sure, uh-huh.
Okay, because I bought me a new hearing, listening device in my ear.
Oh.
Yeah, but anyway, he's high up in this Market America, but before he ever started talking to me about the product, he knew I was taking multivitamins and stuff like this, you know, supplements. I mean, he just started me off in the money part of it, and I just did not like that. You know, I didn't want to hear about the money. I want to know about the product.
Product, right. Well, that's what we definitely, that's our passion is the product and stuff. So,
Well, I'm taking it now. I was in Canada, I think I told you, and I quit taking it up there.
Right.
But I just started taking it the other day again. And so I'm just having to start out real slow with it because it does have that cleansing
effect.
Cleansing effect, you know. And so I'm just starting out and I'm excited about it. I just went to the doctor today. I'm diabetic and my diabetes is up and so is my blood pressure and so is my weight, but I've been eating good for the last 45 or 50 days.
Well, we're going to get some of those things in check with taking the product.
But believe it or not, my doctor is very, she's actually a nurse practitioner, and she's very interested in this product.
Oh, awesome.
She's real health conscious, I believe.
Oh, that's great.
I was telling her about it. She asked me if I could give her some product, you know, some information. And I told her that I'd be glad to.
That'd be great. Well, awesome. Well, I think it's about time to get the call started. So we're gonna go ahead and put the call into moderator mode now.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Talk to you at the end.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, I'd like to officially welcome everyone on to our business building, a Platinum Health Products conference calls. We get together the first and third Tuesday of every month to talk about different tips and techniques that you can use to help build your Platinum Health Products business. And we're very excited. Dave and I are just back from a very successful trip to Greenville, South Carolina. We talked to probably 40 plus people and just met a lot of really awesome folks and hopefully made an impact on people's lives there. And we were able to share our message and our passion, and we challenged them and asked them, the people that were there, to go ahead and to spread the word that we were spreading of health and wellness and education. So, and Dave basically has been gone about 2 weeks. He's back from New York and then went straight to South Carolina, so I know he's quite exhausted. But thank you for everything you do, Dave. Are you on the line with us now?
I am. I really am exhausted. I have to tell you that it was really worth it. Like, the people that we met and the things that we did and the number of people that we were able to help was just fantastic. And I have to apologize to Amy. I think I'd probably come back to work today and I'm just not all there, probably a little bit grumpy. And so, Amy, I hope that you can forgive me. It's been a tough day. But you're doing a fantastic job keeping, you know, the company on, you know, basically on task and making everybody feel very comfortable with these phone calls and with the events. And I have to say, you did an amazing job in South Carolina yourself. You, your time spent on stage telling people your story and explaining the products was really, really well received. So while you give me the credit, I have to say that you were fantastic and that everyone who had the opportunity to see you speak was definitely impressed, and that includes me.
Oh, well, thank you. well, let's go ahead and move on to the subject of tonight's call, and that is talking about quality, and that's something that I think we both agree that we pride ourselves on having the absolute top quality products. And even though this is a business building call, you usually don't hear us talking about money and how much money you're going to make and things like that, because our mission really comes from a passion from the heart that we truly want to help people. We truly want to educate people and bring health and wellness into people's lives. And yes, if we can incentivize you to help us do that, then yes, the money is definitely very important. The compensation plan is very important, and we feel like we've really put together a quality compensation plan to do that. But really, Dave and my passion is product. And we put together what we feel is the finest line of nutritional products anywhere in the industry. It's unparalleled in our opinion of what we put together. And I think that many of our top distributors have recognized that. And that's why they jumped on board early on, because they recognize the quality of the product and they recognize like the passion and the drive and the desire to educate people about health and wellness that Dave and I have. And so we just appreciate everyone that has joined onto our team to help us with our mission, and so we want you to be proud of what you represent, and we want you to be able to go in and have some bullet points and say, boom, 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 these are the reasons that my product that I'm representing from Platinum Health Products is the very best product on the market. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And because when you're confident with the product you sell, when you're educated about the product that you sell, you have no problem talking to people, and then obviously that's going to increase sales and increase your commission check, and also increase spreading the word, which is really our passion and our goal as well. So let's start with our kind of main focus. We are a green foods company. When you listen to the product education conference calls, we're always talking about Take Green Foods at the South Carolina event and at the New York events. We're really focusing on green foods. We gave samples of green foods. So let's talk and tell the listeners why our green foods are a bit unique and why our green foods are absolutely top quality compared to some of the other products out there on the market. Do you want to start an overview on that, Dave?
Well, I think that Amy knows that when we first came into the business, that every green food that we saw on the market was impure. They had binders, fillers, excipients, preservatives. And we decided to set a standard for green foods that would be unmatched anywhere in the world. And that starts with, for example, the process of growing. And where we grow our greens are always in pure virgin organic soil. And we always choose farmland that's far from any polluting industry. In addition to that, we make sure to have tremendous quality control that when we harvest our green leaves, that they're at their peak of freshness and their peak of nutritional potency. And this just isn't employed. I'll give you an example. If you plant wheatgrass in a field and you let it grow to the proper height, you're going to harvest 4,000 to 5,000 pounds of wheat leaves off of a single acre. But if you let it grow just 2 weeks more, you could harvest 8,000 to 10,000 pounds off of that same acre. Now, if you're a farmer who gets paid per pound, isn't it in your best interest to wait 2 weeks and make twice as much off each acre? The problem is, when it grows those extra 2 weeks, the nutritional qualities diminish significantly, and it just is not what people are paying for. So that was the first step, was choosing the soil, choosing the seed, like kamut wheat, which is the ancient Egyptian wheat. And in addition to that, it's planted in the proper soil from seed to soil. And the harvesting method is also one in which we harvest at the proper time. They are juiced, and most importantly, what Amy is alluding to, is in our drying process, we use no additives, no stabilizers, no fillers, and other companies use and they mix in drying agents in with their powder because the technology that they have does not allow them to make pure green food powders. So in all of our green juices, whether it's the organic barley juice, the organic kamut blend, whether it's the juices in Best of Greens or More Greens, as Amy said, our greens rise head and shoulders above all of the rest of the greens as far as quality goes and as far as purity goes. So there is no doubt that when you look to quality and you look to purity, that our green foods have set a worldwide standard that is recognized and valued. We export to dozens of countries, whether it be Japan, China, Germany. All of the strictest consumers in the world are demanding our quality, and we're very, very proud of that.
Absolutely, and part of also what makes our quality so high is the low temperature that that these tender grasses are processed at, and the time frame which they're processed. They're processed very rapidly after being harvested so as not to allow time for oxidation to occur, and because they're processed at such a low temperature, all of our powders are going to be a very brilliant, bright green. It's not going to be a yellowy brown green, and that you can find on, you know, some products out in the marketplace. Some products out in the market even almost have a burnt smell, which you'll never find in any of our green food products. So that's something that we are extremely proud of too. Is the processing method, which imparts and yields the absolute highest quality of nutrients and also of the appearance of the product.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I also wanted to note that in our mixed products, like you were talking about, our Best of Greens and our More Greens, is that every ingredient in those products is nutritive. We are not a company that puts out products that are just full of junk. Like, you can go to a health food store, you can look at other products perhaps that you may have bought in the past, and there's sometimes a long list of ingredients, and you think, why in the world is that in a green food? That is not green, and it's really not very nutritive. And so in our products, you are not going to find that laundry list of ingredients and that you have to wonder, why is that in there? Every ingredient in Best of Greens is a functional ingredient. You've got your grasses, you've got your wheatgrass, your barley grass, your alfalfa, your oat grass, you have cruciferous vegetables, you have broccoli sprouts, you have sea kelp and sea dulse, and there's no junk in it. Like I said, every ingredient is nutritive. Now, in the More Greens, it is a bit more comprehensive of a formula because some people just think more is better. That's not necessarily the way Dave and I think, but to compete with other very large multi-ingredient formulas on the market, we put together a multi-ingredient formula. But again, when you look at it, there's not 100 ingredients. Maybe there's 25. And again, every ingredient is functional. You have spirulina, you have oat grass, alfalfa, the kamut, which is the ancient Egyptian variety of wheat, barley, wheat. You have arabinogalactin, which is an amazing immune booster. Instead of rice bran, we put rice bran solubles. Now talk about the difference, Dave, if you want to give a little explanation between the difference of rice bran and rice bran solubles, just to again illustrate that when we put something together, it's all about quality. It's not just about putting a cheap filler in the product.
No doubt. It was so funny. Like, I had somebody call me and they said, you know what? I went online and I found rice bran solubles for half of what you guys are charging. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding. So I went online and I found the company and I ordered some. And when I got it, it was not rice bran solubles. It was rice bran, which costs about 20% of rice bran solubles. So basically, they were making twice as much profit as we were because they weren't actually giving you the soluble rice bran. They were giving you insoluble rice bran ground up to look like soluble rice bran. So there's no doubt there is a difference, and we will always err on the side of quality.
Exactly. And then many companies also, they put a lot of lecithin. Lecithin is something that's very popular if you look at mixed green drinks out on the market. And we just feel that lecithin absolutely does not belong in a green food. A green food is supposed to disperse out as quickly as possible into all the blood and tissues of your body, where lecithin is an emulsifier. Lecithin is a food processing ingredient that's used in ice cream and all types of foods to make it thick and stick together. And that's not what you want in a green food. Yes, it may make it have maybe a little bit better mouthfeel in your mouth, but you're not taking a green food to have some creamy, awesome texture in your mouth. You're taking a green food to alkalize and to oxygenate your blood and tissues. And so by putting lecithin in it, it's really inhibiting the green food's ability to really spread those nutrients out quickly over the body and really have the maximum amount of impact. Don't you agree, Dave?
Definitely. Lecithin is a fat-soluble compound, which means that it emulsifies and it spreads out over your digestive tract. And that actually inhibits the absorption of the green food nutrients. So while some people may speculate that lecithin is good for you, it should not be in your green food. And that's for sure.
And you will not find lecithin in any of Platinum Health Products' green foods. So we talked about our grasses. We talked about our mixed products. Let's talk a little bit about our algaes. We have a top-quality chlorella product that are just beautiful little 200-milligram tablets that are cold-pressed without any binders, fillers, or tableting aids. And that is something that's very unique to Platinum Health Products. Many times when you buy a chlorella or a spirulina tablet, it will be pressed together with all types of tableting aids, whether it's microcrystalline cellulase, which is horrible. It's like a petrochemical byproduct, whether it's magnesium stearate, which again is no good, or silicon dioxide, which again is listed sometimes on the cancer-causing agents list, the carcinogens list. So you will never find anything like that in a Platinum Health product, on a Platinum Health product label or a tablet that we produce at Platinum Health Products. And so that is something that you can be extremely proud of, and it's something that is very unique, but it's very, very important, and we don't talk about that quality aspect enough, actually, I believe.
I think that you're right. I think that it's really far more common than people realize for other ingredients to be used. Now, some people say, and I've spoken, Amy, and I know that you have too, and they say, well, the active ingredient is what's important, and the other ingredients are inactive ingredients, so they really don't matter. They're simply there to serve a function. they're there to hold it together, or they're there to make it flow, or they're there to keep it stable. And if that were, let's say that all things being even, that those ingredients had zero impact on the body, no negative and no positive impact on the body, we would still have to, you know, obviously then ask ourselves, okay, well then what's the problem with those being in there? But that's not the case. These ingredients are not innocuous. They are not completely safe, and they definitely do have an impact on the body that is negative. Let me give you an example. Like Amy said, microcrystalline cellulose is a petrochemical byproduct. It's practically plastic. And it absolutely, we know that plastic is an excitotoxin that adversely affects many of the body's functioning, including neurotransmission and the production and balance of hormones. And so there's no doubt we don't want to put plastic into our body.
Absolutely. Nobody would choose if they knew to put plastic into their body to ingest plastic.
You know, what's amazing, Amy, is they actually petitioned the FDA to change the definition of microcrystalline cellulose from a, because they call it a fiber now, Amy. By law, it's just
right.
called a fiber.
Right.
In reality, it used to be categorized as a plastic byproduct.
Right.
And so they recategorized it so they could put it into our food, and that's pretty scary. But you know what else, Amy? Do you know that there's actually clinical studies that show that most human beings have developed a sensitivity or an allergy to things like silica dioxide and magnesium stearate because they are used so common in food that our bodies have built up a resistance and now try to reject them as though they are foreign invaders because they have dominated in our food supply. And so those are definitely more examples, and these are so common, again, in the food supply that I have gone into a health food store and have failed to find a bottle without one or more of these, quote, other ingredients added to the label, which means this food is not pure. It certainly, if it's not pure, it can't be natural because food is pure. And any food that isn't pure is no longer natural. So these natural food stores oftentimes should be called other ingredient stores.
That's funny. And that's what you can pride yourself with Platinum Health products, that there are not other hidden ingredients in our products. And so, yeah, absolutely. The chlorella is a shining example of that. Also, our spirulina, because, again, we want to provide the highest quality of product instead of having to add these binders and fillers to make a quality tablet. We said, forget it. We'll just put it in a capsule and give you a vegetarian capsule with the spirulina in the spirulina products we offer. We obviously offer powders in the spirulina and chlorella as well. But if you don't like the taste, which some people don't, but we offer the best tablets and then capsules of those algae products.
You definitely do.
So, well, let's move on. We talked a lot about our green foods. Let's talk about our tropic oil. A tropic oil is one of our, again, favorite products that we've really taken a lot of extra care in. The tropic oil is the 16-ounce size. It's packed in glass. And that is so important, and that is such an important thing that you should use when you're talking to people about tropic oil, because there's so much talk about molecular migration. And I don't know if everybody knows what molecular migration is, but that's when the plastic molecules that we store our foods in can seep into or leach into the product, and then we actually ingest that. And fats are the absolute worst things, or maybe best things, I don't know what you want to call it, at leaching plastic into them. And then we ingest the fat, we eat the oil or use it in cooking. And so basically we potentially could be taking in plastic molecules, you know, into our body. Again, who wants to have plastic molecules in their body? No one. And so we've taken the extra care to put the 16-ounce tropic oil in glass so that will never happen.
And just so that Amy's only half right, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
Oh, no problem.
Whenever something that has fat in it is exposed to heat,
right.
And that heat is in presence. So when fats and heat and plastic come together, that's when the migration takes place. I don't want people to get paranoid, because there have been some very, very serious long-term clinical studies that show that it is only when the either a very low-grade plastic is used, which of course isn't, we would never do. But the truth is that that we chose to put our tropic oil in glass because we just wanted to make sure that if you needed to heat it up, let's say to melt it,
right,
and you put it into, let's say, some warm water, you ran warm water over the top, that, you know, to melt it down, that you would not be heating that container that was plastic at the same time. So, but there's no doubt that the real quality issues about our coconut oil, though, are not the glass container it comes in, but the fact that we use no heat whatsoever in its processing. You see, when coconut oil is made in a cold-pressed, virgin, organic fashion, the way that many companies are now realizing is the best way, that is vitally important. Unfortunately, many people play a half-truth game, and a half-truth is just another name for a whole lie. A lot of you have heard me say that before. Well, here's the half-truth that's being bandied about or being used in the coconut oil industry. When you get the products at the store, they say cold-pressed and organic. And what they don't tell you is that while they may be cold-pressed, they are heat-filled. And I'm going to explain this just a little better. Maybe Amy would like to. That when we get the drums of coconut oil, they're 55-gallon drums.
And they're big, and they're very heavy. They're like 500 pounds.
Yeah, and they're cold-filled. Those drums come to us, and they were cold-filled, and that's no problem. But how? What do you do with those drums in order to get that coconut oil out of those drums and into a machine? And that machine has to pump that coconut oil through pipes, and those pipes have to dispense that coconut oil through a nozzle, and that nozzle has to fill a bottle, and then the bottle moves out of the way, and then the nozzle opens up and fills another bottle, and then that bottle moves out of the way, and the nozzle fills another bottle. Well, imagine how liquid that coconut oil has to be in order to flow through those cold pipes and through that cold nozzle. They can't. And so the coconut oil has to be heated in order to flow properly through that device. And so while it may be cold processed, it is not cold filled. What Amy and I guarantee you is that we will only warm the coconut oil up enough to where it is flowing from the barrel itself, or from the, and then we fill each bottle, we hand fill each bottle directly from that original barrel that we get directly from the cold filled processing station. And so we are the only ones, to my knowledge, that offer both a cold process and a cold fill coconut oil. Now, Amy, explain to them why it's so important not to heat the coconut oil prior to offering it to the consumer.
Well, when you heat the coconut oil, you destroy many of the phytochemicals in the coconut oil, like the main one being the lauric acid. That's one of the awesome, you know, properties of the extra virgin organic cold-filled coconut oils is that it has lauric acid, which is so important with thyroid function, antiparasitic, antibacterial ability. And so you want to make sure that is at its most potent state, its most potent form, and to achieve that, the oil has to be, you know, remain cold.
And the lauric acid and the caprylic acid are both affected by heat, and so if you want to use coconut oil to lose weight and you use it to fry, God bless you. It's fantastic as a cooking oil, and it will still have the median chain triglycerides, and it will still help you from having, it'll still help with cholesterol control. It will actually help you with, you know, blood platelet aggregation. It will help you to lose weight. It's really good for all of those things. But if you want the immune-boosting qualities, then you need to use it like we recommend in some of our other recipes as a spread or as an ingredient in cold prepared foods. And that way you're getting the added benefit of caprylic acid and monolaurin. So we're really proud that we give you that option by cold filling. We give you that option of using it in many therapeutic ways.
Absolutely. So definitely top quality with our extra virgin organic coconut oil. And that's another thing that we didn't really touch on, we'll just touch on it quickly, is that we provide you with an extra virgin organic. It's the very first pressing. And so there's, again, it's cold pressed. There's not a lot of heat and friction used in that first pressing. So, again, providing the highest quality. Another product that we're very proud of, and it's a very simple product, but it really has a lot of forethought or thought went into this product, is the Flax Advantage. And you'd say, well, that's just flax seeds dumped in a bottle. But we really thought about this because flax seeds, many times you see flax seeds, ground flax seeds at the market, and you have to wonder, well, don't those have a lot of good essential fatty acids in them? And if it's ground and exposed, could those be rancifying? And so I'm buying a bottle of rancid ground flax. And so what we decided to do is provide you with the whole organic blonde flaxseed instead of grinding it, pre-grinding it for you. So that forces you to do the grinding, which means that you will never, ever even have to question if you are coming in contact with rancid ground flaxseed. So a lot of care and thought actually went into a product that seems so very simple.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, another thing that's important is that we could easily have given you flax seeds that cost less money. And that's by choosing black or brown flax seeds, which cost half as much as golden flax seeds. The problem is they are not nearly as digestible, not nearly as assimilable. And they are not ever, the brown and black flax seeds have never been approved for human consumption. They've just been assumed to be safe for human consumption, but they've never been tested. Well, in France, where they do test these things, they only allow golden flax seed. They don't allow dark pigmented flax seed. And they have their own reasons. There's a certain number of tannins, which they feel are not good for the human body, that are found in the dark flax seed. So I just want to let you know that there is a quality difference, and that is that we use golden organic flax seeds, and that costs a lot more than other flax seeds. And we don't just give you flaxseed meal that's been ground up by somebody after they've taken the oil out. We give you the entire seed, you grind it fresh, and the benefits are far ahead of any other.
Absolutely. So that is another product that we strongly recommend everybody incorporate into their diet, and you can definitely use those things as selling points when you're talking to potential customers about it. Another product that we are very proud of is our Aloe Vera 40X. And why don't you tell us, Dave, about some of the unique aspects of the super concentrated aloe vera that are really unique to our line?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people are happy to sell you aloe vera because they know that you want to buy aloe vera, and they know that, you know, that this is, you know, and they know that this is something that that might, you know, ultimately, you know, something that might ultimately lead to being healed on the inside. The problem is that when you go and you look at the aloe vera, you realize that it is a huge bottle. And you go, wow, you know, and you look at ours and it's a little tiny bottle. And you think, how could this aloe vera possibly compare? I'm buying this giant bottle versus this little bottle. But Amy, why don't you explain to folks what some of the quality differences between, let's say, that typical aloe vera you find in the health food store and our aloe vera might be?
Well, first of all, it's probably 20 times more potent, if I got the calculation right, or is it
40 times?
40 times more potent than many of the brands that you'll find in the market. Also, you're not paying for someone else to ship water all around the country in this huge plastic jug. Basically, you take you know, just drops or a teaspoon of our aloe vera, and then you mix it with your own juice or water, which is makes it easy and convenient to add it to other juices or beverages. And so those are some of the you know, the reasons that the aloe vera is A1 top quality.
Absolutely. Another reason why ours perhaps might be considered a higher quality is because of the fact that it's grown organically. It's grown organically, and it is harvested in a very ethical way. You see, many aloe veras are harvested from small leaves, but in the small leaves, it's very difficult to separate what's called alanin, which is a greenish pigment that is in the first outer, in other words, it's sort of part of the skin, but it goes below the surface of the skin on the aloe, Amy. And that green portion, if you've ever cut open aloe, you can see like this, like green aura on the inner part of the leaf.
Right.
That actually agitates the stomach and is really not good for the body. And it's only when you harvest really thick leaves and take what are called fillets directly from the middle that you get the non-irritating aloe. And also, the aloe barbadosis is the only aloe that has all of the clinical studies that prove all of the amazing things that it does. So ours is organic. We only take fillets from very mature, thick leaves. And we don't allow any alanin in it. We concentrate it 40 times higher than others do. And these things are steps of quality that other companies don't take. And we guarantee it is always the most potent quality of aloe, the aloe vera barbadosis.
Right, it's an awesome product. I know you use that daily, and it's just very, very good product that everyone should incorporate into their regimen. Another product that I take almost daily that is super high quality is the Master Amino Complex. This is a product that is patented. It's a patented product. It has over 30 research papers behind it. It's one of the only nutritional supplements. It's the only protein source that's actually listed in the physician's desk reference as a dietary substitution for protein. Another thing that's absolutely unique and amazing about the Master Amino Complex is that it's net 99.9 net nitrogen efficient, which means it is very easy on the kidneys to digest, and that's something that's so important. Sometimes you have these people working out in the gyms all the time that are really almost poisoning their body with overconsumption of cheap protein sources, that they're buying these amino acid pills and supplements that are really being hard on the kidneys, where that will never happen with the patented formula of the Master Amino Acid Complex.
And why is it that those proteins burden the kidneys, Amy?
Because it's very hard to digest, and it creates an acid that the kidneys have to flush out?
Yes, exactly. Only 50%, Amy knows this material so well, only 50% of the protein is actually assimilated by the body, and the other 15% is sort of incomplete proteins, and the body could only digest complete protein. And so the incomplete protein becomes a burden on the body, and the way that the body needs to eliminate it is by processing it through the kidneys. This puts a tremendous burden on the kidneys. It actually wears out your kidneys, destroys your kidneys over time. And when we are older, our kidneys actually are unable to function. And many people find themselves on dialysis machines or suffering from renal failure when they really remember that your kidneys are vital to your body. They help to keep it from becoming poisoned. So there's no doubt that by providing the ultimate protein, we're also providing the ultimate protection to the body, because in reality, the quality, the overconsumption of protein is a tremendous problem in this country. And bodybuilders are really guilty of that, because they consume massive amounts of protein, and then when they get older, they are far more subject to these kidney, to these difficulties with their kidneys.
Absolutely, and so this is so gentle on the kidneys and completely assimilated. And also, they are in tablets, and again, they are pure tablets. There's no binders or fillers or tableting aids in these tablets, so you don't have to worry about that aspect as well, where most amino acid tablets on the market, I can guarantee you're going to have a list of fillers, at the end or in this tiny print on the side of the bottle.
Absolutely. I've never seen one that didn't.
Right. Right. So the Master Minos is one of our favorites. So we've talked about some of our favorite products tonight. We've talked about the green food. Platinum Health Products really is the leader in green food. We have some of the absolutely best product offerings in all categories of green foods. We talked about our tropic oil, our extra virgin organic coconut oil that's cold processed, which is very, very unique to Platinum Health Products. We talked about our Flax Advantage, a simple product, yet very powerful, and ensuring that you'll never have any rancidity problems since we give it to you and you grind it fresh right on the spot. Our super concentrated aloe vera 40X, where you're not paying to ship water around, where you're getting a super potentized aloe vera, which is wonderful, and the Master Amino Complex, which is a highly digestible, wonderful substitution for protein or protein source in your diet. You can take it before you work out. You can take it just as a great quality, assimilable source of protein in your diet if you're a vegetarian, or if you just feel like you're not getting the nutrients you need out of the food that you're consuming. It's just an excellent thing to add in. And another product that I wanted to touch on before we run out of time here is our Sea from Nature. The Sea from Nature is, again, a very high-quality, well-thought-out product. We take fruits from around the world, basically, that we combine together in the formula. So do you want to shed a little light on some of the quality aspects of the Sea from Nature and how it differentiates from ascorbic acid and many just regular vitamin C products that you're going to find at your local drugstore or health food store?
Well, I think that, absolutely. I think that one thing we learned, that Amy and I learned early on, is that the scientists' attempts to synthesize natural compounds are really false promise, and they are failures. They're gross failures. And there's no greater example of that gross failure than in vitamin C. The American public has been sold a bill of goods about vitamin C. They have been literally abused and misused, because the vitamin C that they're being sold is not vitamin C at all. It's ascorbic acid. And ascorbic acid is really not vitamin C. It's a cheap chemical substitute. And when we saw the studies that showed that Albert Saint-Georges, who's the real father of vitamin C, was in total disagreement with Linus Pauling, who was his student, about whether or not people should be taking ascorbic acid. And Linus Pauling highly recommended that people consume vitamin C that came from food. Linus Pauling said, well, people won't get enough. I want them to get more, so let's synthesize it. We've learned that the C from food is much nature. The C from nature is much better if it's from food. So what we've done is we've gone around the world and we've studied the 10,000 edible species of plants, and we found which ones had the highest source of vitamin C naturally occurring in them. We then took those foods, vacuum dehydrated, concentrated them down, took out the fibers and took out the moisture, and concentrated the amount of vitamin C even higher. And so now, the amount of vitamin C that can be found in C from Nature, our product called C from Nature, is significantly higher than the amount of vitamin C that can be found from any natural food. But, of course, it is a concentrate. So we are giving you a highly assimilable source of all natural vitamin C from food in a form that is convenient and easy to take. And compare that to every other vitamin C that chooses to use chemical compounds and chemical additives. And there really is no comparison. So when it comes to quality, we make sure that we are giving you pure food sources. And this is just another example of what we have versus what other people have. And we're very proud of that. So we hope that tonight we've been able to give you several examples of our quality and the steps that we take to protect you as a consumer, so that when you make a decision that you're going to, choose natural food to help your body, that decision is going to be supported by results. And otherwise, you're going to get frustrated, you're going to get discouraged, and you're going to go back to the synthetic things. So Amy and I are fully dedicated to you. We're fully dedicated to this cause. And we hope that you will take advantage of our efforts, that you will literally benefit from the fruits of our labor. And there's no pun intended, but vitamin C should come from fruit and not from men's labor.
Exactly. And so many times the ascorbic acid is synthesized from corn. We know corn is a very highly genetically modified organism that many, many people have allergens to. So you think you're giving your child or you're giving yourself something that's going to fight that cold, and all of a sudden, you know, they've got allergy reactions, and you have no earthly idea why. Well, it's because you're introducing one of the most common allergens out there in the world into them in what you think is something that's going to be very therapeutic. So it's just vitamin C or ascorbic acid is just something that is all mixed up, and we need to educate people that ascorbic acid is not the way to go. It's definitely not the way to go to get over a common cold or flu, that you have to have vitamin C from food, and that really should be the only way that you go, that you get your vitamin C.
Absolutely.
Well, we're running a little bit short on time. I want to open up the lines to see if we have any questions. Was there anything else, Dave, that you wanted to wrap up in summary to let us know tonight about quality and the quality of the formulations that we put together and the quality of the product?
Well, the only thing I want to say is that, you know, the quality of the company, I hope, will be reflected by the quality of the people who run the company. And so, you know, with that, I just want to thank Amy. She truly is a amazing person. She truly is a person who really lives a quality lifestyle. She thinks and she loves and she commits herself to every one of our members. She is dedicated, truly dedicated, in a way that you all should be proud of, and you all should be extremely, extremely, I think, extremely thankful that we've got that type of leadership, because they say that a company is only as well as the head of the company is. And so Amy is a person whose heart and whose head is in the right place. She makes her decisions based from a place of love and caring. And so every time that you get products from this company, I want you to think about the people at the top of the company, how much they care about you, how much they care about quality, how dedicated they are. And I want you to think about Amy, who's a living example of what this company is all about. And I just want to personally thank her for her dedication to these dreams that I shared with her so many years ago. There are times when within this company, the sheer responsibility of keeping such a high standard is really overwhelming. There are times when Amy and I sit in a room and we knock heads because we are trying so hard to fulfill our promise to people and to this planet. So again, my last comment on quality is there's the quality of products and there's the quality of a company. And I think that one should reflect the other. And you are working with a company who's, again, blessed to have leadership like Amy's. And also, I hope that my guidance is a reflection of that as well. So again, Amy, thank you for your patience. Thank you for your perseverance. And thank you for your dedication to bringing this quality of food into people's lives.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate that, and thank you for your passion and willingness to always do whatever it takes to get out there on the road and educate about this. So thank you again, and let's open up the lines and see if we have any questions tonight, okay?
Excellent. Let's do that.
Awesome. Any questions out there tonight?
Questions and or comments, they're welcome. Well,
a comment. Thank you for all of the beautiful things that you said about Amy so eloquently, because I haven't met her, but I can tell that she is everything that you've said. And thank you for honoring her and with such accurate description of her heart and her essence and her intention. And I have a question, because I've been getting the carrot powder for a long time because I have hypoglycemia, so I can't do agave, but I can use the carrot powder. And it always was a vibrant orange color, and I noticed that my last batch that came, it's more of a dull brown color, brownish color.
You know what happens is carrots are like apples. Carrots are like produce, sometimes you get like a really crispy, crunchy apple, and sometimes you get a mealy apple.
I don't know if that's the perfect example, because the mealy apple has gotten old. Do you mind if I handle this one?
Yeah, you. Well, I'll admit it's not quite so crispy, crunchy, but yeah, you can handle that.
Actually, carrots in the wintertime definitely come out darker. They tend to get cold, and when a carrot gets cold because they're in the ground, they just take on this darker brownish appearance. They're absolutely the same quality, absolutely as nutritious. They're just winter carrots, and the winter carrots have a much darker color. And so, but they're absolutely as equal and in taste and nutrition, I guarantee.
Well, I certainly didn't mean they were old. I just meant that with the seasonality and with the different elements that they're exposed to, just because they are a natural product, their color will vary sometimes
absolutely.
From batch to batch. And we don't use any colorants or anything like that to standardize the color. We process, you know, the whole natural plant. And
that wasn't the criticism of your answer. I just wanted to make sure.
No, I didn't. Yeah, that could have come across wrong. You got the old batch of carrots today.
Yeah. Any other questions out there?
Also, if anyone hasn't tried the carrot powder, it's wonderful to use for a sweetener that's very subtle, because I get cow beans and I make a chocolate drink and sweeten it with the carrot powder and put the kamut in there and the rice bran solubles. And the carrot powder is just so wonderful.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. I really like the carrot as well. I mix it sometimes with the organic kamut blend as my morning drink, and really enjoy that.
I definitely mix the carrots with my greens a lot.
Awesome.
Any other questions out there?
Yes, David?
Yes.
This is Chris Bayard in Greenville, South Carolina.
Hey, Chris.
I met you this weekend and spoke with you. But I may have told you that I'm diabetic and also have high blood pressure. And I'm interested in getting that down also. And I don't know whether you had a chance to talk to me about that, or we're running late on time.
I think it would be best if you and I had that conversation tomorrow during the day. So I want to invite you to call me right at my work. It's 888-PHP-ORDER. That's 888-PHP-ORDER. Talk to one of the operators. Tell them that I was going to talk to you today about your diabetes, and I definitely will take the time to speak to you on that subject.
Okay, I appreciate that. I just want to let you know again that the only thing I didn't like about the seminar Saturday was that we didn't spend enough time together.
Oh, that's really awesome. And since you had the chance to meet Amy and see just the wonderful job she does, I know that you understand what I was talking about on that just a little moment ago.
Yep, I do.
Okay. So, any other questions or comments tonight?
Oh, hello, Amy and Dave.
Hi, yeah. Rose. How are you?
Hi. Oh, wow. You recognize my voice. That's nice. I just want to thank both of you for the outstanding work that you have done for these platinum products. They are just incomparable, in my opinion. And I want to let you know also that it's a pleasure to listen to both of you. And you're just the most interesting individuals in the nutritional industry. I have a question. The organic tropic oil in 1 gallon, that is not in glass. Does it make a difference?
Well, we want... it is a very high quality... It's a very high quality plastic that the 1 gallon... is in. We don't recommend that you heat it in there. We recommend that you could bring it to room temperature and spoon some out, but that you never ever would put that in the microwave or put that like in the sunshine or in a place where it could get very hot.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, I usually take it out and put it in the small glass, you know.
Perfect.
So this is what I do. No, I was just wondering whether it has an impact on the oil because it's in plastic.
Dave, did you have any other comments about the gallon versus the...
I always buy the gallon, and then I keep two of the glass jars around, and I just move it from my gallon into my glass jars all the time.
Right, I do.
And I save money that way, and I find that the integrity is really phenomenal because the way that plastic canister seals is just amazing. And so, yeah, I'm really happy with the gallon. That's the way that I go.
Okay.
I do the same. And I have the gallon, too. You just want to make sure you never heat that gallon.
Okay.
And be careful because I had my gallon out, and I was using some of it to give Amy a back massage. And her dog came up and started eating it out of the gallon because she loved it. So now I had to throw that one away. So, be careful not to let don't leave the cap on when your dog's around because they'll go right for it.
Oh my goodness! Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Any other questions or comments tonight? Well, thank you, everyone.
No, we need comments in English.
Thank you, everyone, for being on with us tonight. Tomorrow we are going to have our product education conference call. Same time, same place. The subject of tomorrow's call is actually my very favorite product. I take it every morning. It's called the Organic Kamut Blend. You hear us talking about that product all the time, but we're going to go into detail about the seed selection and the processing and just the benefits of taking green food. So I hope everyone tunes in with us tomorrow night, same time, same number, same place, for our product education conference call. Tell your friends and family about it. That would be great. If you would like to have someone that missed tonight's call, listen to the call. The call will be available in the back office starting sometime during the day tomorrow. So it will be archived there for several months for you to re-listen to if there is something that you want to hear again or if you'd like to ask someone perhaps it's in your downline or maybe your upline who couldn't make it on the line with us tonight. You'd like to ask them to take a listen to it. It will be there for you. So thank you again, Dave. I know that you're exhausted after all the traveling and all the lecturing. So thanks again for your time tonight. And we will see everybody tomorrow night then.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you being on the call. For those of you who are listening on the replay line, thank you as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.